54-year-old Scott Allen sets down his drink at the Seaside Club in Plymouth and picks up a letter to the editor sent to a local newspaper. The letter is signed by a Scott and Kathy Allen, but Scott says neither he nor his wife Kathy wrote it.
Number one, especially if it came over on a computer, I didn't write it. Okay?
The letter appeared in the Cape Cod Times last month in support of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. It reads that nuclear power is clean and safe, that Pilgrim provides more than 700 local jobs, and if the plant closed, the loss in local taxes, about $8.5 million a year, would lead to town layoffs. For his part, Scott Allen says he didn't write the letter, but he agrees with it.
I think that whoever wrote this has pretty much the same thoughts that I do, but different Scott and Kathy Allen, apparently. Just a coincidental, similar name.
Not exactly. The letter was sent to the newspaper by Joyce McMahon, a PR professional with ties to Pilgrim's parent company, Entergy. McMahon says she sent it for a Scott Weber and his wife, Kathy Allen Weber, who live across town.
They didn't want to use their email address, and they asked us to submit it for them. Based on a typo, the last name was wrong. It was the gentleman has a different last name from his wife, so it came out Scott and Kathy Allen instead of Scott Weber and Kathy Allen.
The explanation spurred more curiosity, but no one answered a knock at the door at an address McMahon provided or returned a phone message requesting comment on the letter. In any case, Pilgrim's relicensing is a real political and legal fight, and the fact that PR professionals are stewarding letters onto local editorial pages speaks to its magnitude. What's clear is that many locals and Plymouth selectmen do support the relicensing. But outside Plymouth, officials and citizens are concerned that Pilgrim is the same make and model as three reactors that experienced fires and explosions at Fukushima, Japan. They worry about low levels of tritium, a radioactive form of hydrogen that's tested positive in the groundwater at Pilgrim at varying levels since 2007. They're concerned about the number of spent fuel rods stored at Pilgrim, and most of all, they're concerned about the power plant's age.
I started asking people the question, you know, go home tonight, look around your house, and give me a call when you find a piece of technology in your house that you're still using that's 60 years old.
That's Senator Dan Wolf, who represents Cape Cod and the islands.
I have yet to hear somebody really come back to me and say, you know, this makes a lot of sense. The speed with which we are advancing technologically makes it very difficult for me to understand how in 19 years we're going to be well served in this region by a 59-year-old nuclear power plant.
Opponents of nuclear watchdogs say similar things happen when a nuclear reactor gets old as when a person does. Pipes start leaking. And the discovery of tritium is an example of that. Joseph Lynch, Pilgrim's licensing manager, says all the plant systems have been tested and found to be intact. It's not known where the isotope came from, but the amount is well below EPA drinking water standards, and it's being found at diminishing levels, which he says indicates there is not an active leak.
The systems that we have at the plant that contain tritium by design contain much, much more higher concentrations of tritium than what we're seeing in our wells. So if we had a leak from one of those systems, it would be very apparent.
Criticism and concerns being voiced about Pilgrim increased both after the Fukushima disaster and after an error made at Pilgrim this past April led to an automatic shutdown. NRC spokesperson Neil Sheehan says the reactor began heating up too quickly during a restart.
The unit was being brought back into service, and they experienced some fluctuations in power that, in our view, certainly could have been avoided. And given the years of training that's involved with control room operators, that they should not have allowed this to happen in the first place.
When told of the heat up and the automatic shutdown, Scott Allen, the man who didn't write the letter to the newspaper, says he's just a regular guy, a maintenance supervisor at a local mall, and he doesn't understand how anyone could be opposed to Pilgrim. He raised his family in its shadow, without any problems, and the automatic shutdown is an example of the system working.
And that just goes to prove that they're doing the best they can to make this thing work right and keep the place safe. I mean, if the things didn't shut down, or if they did, it didn't come out right at the end, you know, if we were still here, then we'd have issues.
In testimony before the legislature, energy officials said the lights would stay on in New England, even without Pilgrim's 677 megawatts. But opponents of Pilgrim say they expect it will be relicensed. In fact, some say they have resigned themselves to the idea that Pilgrim won't be decommissioned until it breaks and is too expensive to fix, or until there's some type of accident. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.